From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The lights on Broadway will stay on. The union representing stage actors has reached a tentative agreement with theater producers. Jeff London reports from New York.
In dramatic fashion, Actors Equity, the Union of Professional Actors and Stage Managers, and the League of American Theaters and Producers jointly announced that the show would go on tonight and for the foreseeable future on Broadway and the Road. Both sides had been enmeshed in a bitter labor dispute over the issue of touring productions of Broadway shows. In the last several years, Equity has lost ground to non-union tours that are licensed by Broadway producers. These non-union tours have captured 40% of the market. In the contract that expired on June 27th, there was only one salary level for actors, and producers argued that this was a prohibitive cost. In a historic agreement, both sides have come up with a new six-tier system of salaries to reflect the current marketplace. It was in the economic interest of both sides to settle their differences. Shows on Broadway and the Road account for almost $2 billion worth of ticket sales, and a strike would have meant that several shows currently struggling at the box office would have to close outright. Details of the agreement will be hammered out tomorrow. According to the joint statement, quote, "The contract will serve our industry and theatergoers well, keeping Broadway strong in New York and creating more opportunities on the road," unquote. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.